try with him now.
No.
He says he's going to work it out to your satisfaction, and I just told him I'm going to call up the president and have him tell you that.
Okay, well, you know what it is.
Now, here he is.
All right.
Wait a minute. Hey, Mr. President.
Say, Mendel, I told Joe Califano that I brought over here at the White House to get in touch with you this afternoon on drafting married men.
Yes.
Also got him going to try to locate Dick Russell, so he's going to be in touch with you at dark. You all want him.
What do you want?
Well, I want to talk to you and get your advice. I'm not sure. Some of them, there are two arguments. Some of them say you ought to draft them. Some say you oughtn't to. There are a lot of them running and getting married right quick to keep from dodging the draft.
What do you want me to do?
I don't know. I want to get your advice. I want to explore it. I want to go talk to Russell. See what he thinks. Talk to Dennis. Talk to you. Then the Defense Department rather thinks we ought to draft them. And I guess we ought to draft them if these little Jewish boys are dodging the draft.
Well, you mean changing the priority, Mr. President?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I think that you'd be wise.
They're marrying every day. And
You have a different priority that you set for those who are married.
Yeah, and what I think it's all right to go on, and like you said the other night with the others, but let me read you just what's on the ticker now about the... young men are falling all over themselves in a big rush to get married. It's love, of course, but in a lot of cases they spell it Vietnam. Many of the young men bluntly admit that they are marrying to avoid the draft, said a clerk in the Allegheny County License Bureau. Some say they feel the cause in Vietnam is not worth fighting for. The number of marriage licenses in courthouses across the nation has soared since July 28. The draft... one man says, asked John Daniel, Detroit musician, why you got in. He said, the draft, that's why I'm getting married, and so on. In Allegheny County, marriage applications have been averaged about 50 a week, the largest weekly average in 10 years. The day Johnson made his announcement, there were 29 applications. 2 days later, there were 57. So I've got him coming. He'll talk to you as soon as he can reach you. Now, back on this other thing, I have talked to, about 200 people in the House and Senate. I've only had about three that were really... against it. Sorry, I vetoed it. Avair was one, and Pike was one, and I've forgotten who the other fellow was. Somebody, I think, Virginia. But all of my justice lawyers, that includes Ramsey Clark, that
I've got. I'm not bothering
that. Ramsey Clark says that we oughtn't to have any days in it, because when you mention 10 days, or 20 days, or 30 days, that the president admits for that period, whatever day it is, he's just a little pregnant, that he is not he can't do it. He's not commander-in-chief. He's not fully impotent during that day, if it's just one day. We listened to that argument for 2 days now, and I've told him that I'm going to override him on that. They say you can't do it for several weeks anyway because of the practical effect. But I've told them that I'm willing to go with that GSA language. And I told Ramsey Clark, and I told Cy Vance, and I told him to get up there and see you. I told him to see you Sunday or the first thing this morning. I haven't talked to him because joint chiefs are meeting all Monday. They meet every Monday. But I'm willing to go that GSA language. But I don't want to go any further than that. If I have to veto again, I will.
Well, now, see here, Mr. President?
Yep.
Now, we've had a meeting with Cy Vance, and we're willing to take substantially the language that he's written. It's his writing, you know, not your writing. I think we can work out something with say, 30 days with Congress in session and 60 days with Congress out of session.
No, don't put anything when it's out. Just take my word, number one.
Now, we got to have something we can do.
Oh, yeah. Let me tell you what I can do. Let me tell you what I can do. You can say this. President Johnson tells me that he will not close any base when Congress is out of session, except in an emergency. And then he will notify us all the leaders.
Well, now, I think I can work us 45 days with these.
No, don't make it 45. 30, I've told him 30 now. I'm not going to 30 and a half.
Now, these boys on the committee, I'm just telling you, I got problems, too.
Well, but listen, you tell them that if 30 days is good for every other department, they oughtn't to be so goddamn bigger than anybody else. Now, GSA has got 30 days for every department in this government, and they oughtn't to overdo this now.
Well, Well, I'm catching hell to you.
Oh, no.
I'm working pretty hard.
Mendel, if I know it, but 30 days, that's plenty of time. If you can't practically do it then. I just want to do it because it's already been done by another president.
Well, I know, but they're different. Those are different things. And these, you can't close the business. Now, listen a second.
You couldn't do it in 3 months if you wanted to.
You couldn't do it in 3 months.
So 30 days is symbolic, and what I want to do, I want to say I'm not the man that weakened the presidency. This was signed for every other government department, and therefore I've got to sign it for 30 days because other presidents have. But if you make it 45, then I'm going up 15, and next Congress will make it 60, and the next one will make it 90, and they just make me look like a weak president. My attorney general says I ought to do it to any.
Well, I don't have attorney general. I just listen to my president.
Well, but you follow the Constitution, and you stay out of the institution of the presidency.
I follow the Constitution. I follow my president more than anybody else.
You sure do. And you just go over there and roll up those goddamn sleeves and start slugging like you did with Lady Bird. You may get run over.
I ain't gonna get run over because I'm gonna help you. But now we're gonna have to change that language a little bit.
Well,
I might can work out the 30 days, but we're gonna have to change it a little bit.
Well, I'm not worried about a word or two. You know I'm a reasonable person.
Well,
but you don't make me do more than another president has done.
Well, I ain't gonna make you do anything. The best thing that you've told me is that you're not gonna let McNamara get out you and close these bases when the Congress out of session without your advising us.
That's right.
That's the best thing you can tell me.
I'm gonna tell you everything when they brought in the draft order. They said, well, Russell wanted to draft married men. I said, well, let's go talk to Russell and see why. Then you go talk to Rivers, and you treat them both, and don't you come back in here that order till you talk to them. So that's what they're going to do. And
we'll try to work out this thing and have a little report.
All right.
And
go on, do it, though. Don't hang around there till next week.
Well, I'll do it. I'm going to do it Wednesday. You don't
all right.
You
tomorrow's?
Wednesday.
No, Wednesday's good. That's
Wednesday
good. Okay. Wednesday. Do it Wednesday.
Well, now.
Oh, they'll be out of session this Tuesday, Thursday crowd. They'll go home.
Don't hang up here. We'll try to work out the 30 days, but I'm going to have to change some of that language.
Well, let me see what it is.
I'm going to change it. Now, listen to me. Here's the way we're thinking. That Cy Vance says he thinks we ought to give some advance notice to the members who are affected. I say 72 hours. This advance is out there, and that suits me.
I don't have any objection.
I don't think that makes a difference.
I don't care.
Just some kind of thing. And I'll try to work out the 30 days, because I think it's you. I don't think 30 or 40 or 120 or 2 years makes a hell of a lot of difference.
We're not trying to close anything.
You couldn't close the base. You couldn't close Brooklyn Navy Yard in 2 years.
That's right. I know that.
You know that. You know more about this than I'll ever learn.
No, I don't.
I'm just trying to follow my friend.
Don't kid me.
I'll tell you something else.
Don't you make me think that you're dumb like a fox now. You can't sell me. Mendel, you know you can't sell me on how dumb you are. Now, quit selling it.
But I'm telling you something else, and I want you to know it from the horse's mouth. I just ain't going to get on that floor and have these people give my president hell.
I know that.
Try to override a veto. I know.
I know that. I knew that all the time.
Damn sure ain't going to do that.
I know. That's why I signed you.
Somebody else.
That's why I signed you $1 billion bill, and you just tell him you think Johnson's right in signing the bill, and you compliment him on doing it so that these soldiers happy with me as well as you, because I went with you on that, and it cost me $600 million. I don't know where the hell I'm going to get it, but I'll get it somewhere. I've done signed it, and I said that by signing it, I prove what you've done.
Well, I'll tell you something else. The first speech I make down to the Navy Fleet Reserve, I'm going to tell them that President Johnson signed it. If he hadn't signed it, he wouldn't have got it. I'm going to give you the credit for it. I ain't going to give McNamara, but I'm going to give you the credit
for it. They do two things. You get 30 days and get out Wednesday, so we can get it on up there and pass it. Make John McCollum.
Then we'll change his language.
Well, go ahead.
All right. So you want to speak to the speaker?